Good evening, good evening. This is Humble Dame coming to you guys on this beautiful, silent Sunday in my home. Even though it has not been all silent because I have a lot of children, I still like to name my days. I hope that you guys have had a great day. I know everyone is winding down for the weekend. It's coming to an end pretty soon. And I wanted to come and speak to you guys today about this wonderful article. You guys know that I love Natural Awakenings. It's a local, wonderful, wonderful magazine that you can find at your local grocery store. I always encourage you guys to do not walk past the newspaper stand. There is gold, okay, in the form of these beautiful magazines and newspapers that are locally written by different authors that are local, so you can show your appreciation for them, okay? So now, before I actually read the article, I want to speak to you about something that's going to give a segue into the article. I'm trying to find it right now. Let me see if I can find it. All right, so I want to speak to you guys today about From Survive to Thrive. Okay, this is Maslow's Five Levels of Human Needs. Five levels of human needs. And this may have to be a podcast tonight. I just want to come and speak to you guys really fast about this. I was thinking about this today. I was meditating and doing a little bit of yoga today. And these ideas really just came to me, and they kind of was like beautiful epiphanies. Especially, and it's really good to have those types of epiphanies since it's the beginning of the year and everyone has these resolutions going on, and we have like a new take on life, right? Or we're trying to, at least in the midst of everything that's going on globally and universally and even locally and in our homes, right, domestically. There's just a lot of different things going on, but we still do want to have this. A lot of times at the beginning of the year, we have this renewed sense of hope. And this is a new year. This is going to be my time, right? So I always think and try to look to see how can I grow and become a better me. Not only just each day, right? But also at the turn of the new year, something that we all do. You guys are very smart people. We make goals. We make fitness goals. We make intellectual goals as far as like, I'm going to go back to school, or I'm finally going to stop smoking, which I'm working on, by the way. Okay. Oh my goodness. I'm working on that. Okay. So I found the article. Okay. So that's enough talking. Let's talk about, and before I read the article, I want to talk about From Survive to Thrive, Maslow's Five Levels of Human Needs. And you guys, some of you probably already are aware of this, but these are the five basic needs that every human being needs from surviving to thriving, right? And we have all felt like we've been in this season of surviving, which a lot of us have, you know, with the different viruses and things that are going on, the job loss, and maybe we have different relational changes, and or maybe moving, right? So it's a lot of different things going on. So we want to make sure that as we're moving into this new year, I am working on, as I'm moving into this new year, and hopefully this will encourage you. I always like to speak from a point of view for myself first. I don't like to feel like I'm talking at people, but I'm talking with you, and in the form of a podcast, right? So these are very spontaneous. I just wrote a few notes down, and let's get going. The first need is physiological. We have physiological needs. That's number one. Number two is safety and security. Number three is love and belonging. Number four is esteem. Number five is self-actualization. Okay. So again, that's physiological needs. That's the food, water, clothing, sleep, safety and security. Number two, that's the need for order, for predictability, for boundaries, for people to be concerned about your safety and security, mentally, physically, spiritually, and sexually. All right. And then we have number three, love and belonging. Those are healthy connections that help you grow and help you cultivate and be the best version that you strive to be. That's platonically, familiarly, as well as romantically, right? We're all concerned about the romance, but we want to have that in all areas, right? At least that's our goals. Okay. And then number four is esteem. This is confidence. This is not arrogance or cockiness or conceit, but it's just true confidence, right? True confidence, esteem. It's very beautiful. It's self-love. Okay. I'm giving a few synonyms. And then we have self-actualization. That's actually recognizing and realizing who you are. Your purpose is another word for it. What is your purpose? Why am I here? So now that we know that, these are the five basic needs that every human being needs, these can kind of help us sift through this new year when it comes to person, places, or things that no longer serve us in those areas, or we no longer serve them in those areas. And it's fine. You can make a smooth transition, whether it's changing careers, maybe changing our eating habits, right? Always point the finger at ourselves. A lot of people at the beginning of the new year, and I know I used to do this quite a bit. I'm cutting everybody off, you know, all of that type of stuff. And that's cool. And I like that. And I kiki and I joke around with that. And I think it's funny. I really do. All right. But when it comes to really wanting to actually like grow ourselves, I think we have to point the finger at ourselves first. So it's best to kind of look at and see what are my habits? What am I doing? Or what am I doing in my family with my kids and my parenting, right? And whatever roles that we play, whether you're the role of a mother or a wife, a sister, right? An employee, all of those roles, these hats that we play, we want to make sure that how am I showing up to make sure my five basic needs of what I need is being met. Once you can make sure your five basic needs are physiological, safety and security, love and belonging, esteem and self-actualization. Once you have those things answered for yourself in those different roles, I believe that it's going to kind of add more vibrancy and more of a pep in our step when it comes to, actually acting out in those roles. Okay. So I want to come to this beautiful article. I'm just going to read a little bit, but it's an article written by Linda Shechrist. Okay. I might be saying her name, her last name terribly. So excuse me for that. No disrespect. And the name of the article is Circles of Healing, The Power of Gathering in Community. Now, notice I just told you about the five levels of human that human beings need, the five basic needs, okay? Physiological, safety and security, love and belonging, esteem and self-actualization purpose. So once we get in those needs and we're working on those, and it's going to be a forever journey throughout our life that we're working on these things within ourselves, then we can share those with others and we'll actually be a better version of the roles that other people need us to be, platonically, romantically, business-wise, spiritually, and the like. Okay. So it says, have the intellectual achievements of human culture evolved during a revolution based on living systems in the natural world rather than one of rapid industrial growth and resource consumption? We might be experiencing interconnectedness instead of divisiveness during this time of social and ecological crisis. A nature-focused revolution, embracing humans as an integral part of the Earth's natural systems, would have instilled a deeper understanding of the wonders of the human body as a living system, imbued with inner intelligence, as well as the intelligence of the non-human living world. This perspective was held by many different places from around the world. To know the human communities that flourish by connecting, collaborating, cooperating, and communicating with such approaches as wisdom circles, story circles, power of eight intention circles, support groups, prayer circles, and dialogue circles exploring conflict solutions. Western minds are just beginning to comprehend how small community experiences of fellowship and communion can assuage feelings of separation and isolation and create inner experiences of wholeness and belonging. So this is all about mentoring each other, okay? Although not always having or sharing a common geographical location, small communities formed around common interests and shared values enable emotional being. The Mankind Project, MKP for short, or for the acronym, which describes itself as the men's community for the 21st century, has more than 1,000 peer facilitated groups in 22 countries in which men mentor each other through their life passages. In our MLK communities, there's a sense of shared community and commitment and the shared values of accountability, authenticity, compassion, generosity, integrity, respect, leadership, and multicultural awareness, along with a shared vision pointing us in the direction we want to go together, says Boisman Hawkson, MKP USA Communications Director. While MKP's mission statement informs our work in the new Warrior Adventure Training, each man creates a personal mission statement. Mine is, I transform culture by designing change, building bridges, and co-creating space for connection. According to Hawkson, when a man shares how he hears his inner voice for the first time along with his story and another man's story, he becomes aware of his interior capacities and cultivates internal and external listening skills. By sharing personal stories, men experience epiphanies that can result in connections and bonding. Douglas Bonnar, a 35-year-old veteran of the mental health counseling and owner of a center for wellness in Pinellas Park, Florida, has been facilitating men's group for 22 years. Men, and occasionally women, that have been court-ordered to undergo counseling with Bonnar for 29 weeks after their incarceration learn the value of growing together in community. I initiate the uninitiated who've never heard about the powerful impacts of respectful, attentive listening without judgment, giving and receiving feedback and support, and learning about success and failures in the company of community, says Bonnar. Actively engaging the minds, hearts, and energy of people participating in community makes experiencing emotional healing possible. Feeling truly heard and deeply listened to, and comprehending life from a multi-sensory human perception and a sense of oneness can lead to understanding that we can never alone. The universe is alive, conscious, intelligent, and compassionate. More about progress than perfection. Bonnar's unique roots and wings way of wholeness approach to healing and community tills the soil of our inner world and plants seeds via the introduction of guidelines for creating authentic power, spiritual growth, levels of consciousness, coherence, the realization of one's true self as more than an encultured personality, the noetic experiences of oneness, humans as energetic beings, emotions as energy and motion, and a coherent energetic field that the Heart Math Institute notes creates synchronization or entertainment between the heart and mind, as well as a sense of unity. And I'm going to go on for the next part to read about the sharing the sacred space, cultivating deep listening, connecting through common emotions. This is a good article. Now, you guys know that I love the other author that I speak of all the time. It's actually two. I have a lot of authors that I love, but I really love Linda Secrets. I love the way that they this describes stuff. I'm a writer myself, but I really love listening and the way they put the words together. And I love how she interviews and put those inserts and what the other people have said, their statements or their quotes. And so, again, we spoke about the five basic needs that we need, right? So now I am working on those five basic needs of this physiological, this safety and security, this love and belonging, this esteem, this self-actualization, my purpose, as I am cultivating those in myself, which is going to be lifelong in order for me to meet my full potential. All of these have to be met. So therefore, to make me a better mother, to make me a better single woman, because I'm enjoying my singlehood, right? Everything is not about just living up to be a wife. And I've learned that as well, the hard way in my 20s. All right. As all of us women have learned, but you want to be whole of yourself as a woman. So in my singlehood, when it comes to doing business ventures or when I branch out to have friends groups and things of that nature. Now, as I'm working on becoming emboldened and bigger in the roles that I have to play, right? Whether that's sister, mother, you know, a single woman, wife, whatever your role is, husband, father, brother, right, uncle, all of these roles we have to play. We also want to create our circle of healing. We want a circle of healing, not a circle of hurting. So on the flip side of this, anything that comes against your physiological, comes against you not wanting to have food, water, or clothing, or sleep, you're losing sleep over. Anything that makes you feel unsafe or insecure or not secured, okay, as far as not order, but it's disorder, it's not predictability, it's unpredictable, it's not boundaries, it's boundaries crossing, it's not concern, it's callousness or cruelty, okay? Anything that does not make you feel loved or belong, but it makes you feel hated and ostracized. Anything that does not add to your esteem, but it makes you want to make you feel insecure and no confidence. Or anything that does not help you with your self-actualization, your purpose, but tells you that you're worthless and you don't have a purpose. It's things that no longer serve you as far as when it comes to your five basic needs being met. And therefore, when you release those things and work on your five basic needs, then you can actually cultivate and create this beautiful circle of healing, because now you're going to be changing your appetite for what you actually want to draw into yourself. So if you were drawn to things before that wanted to take your physiological needs, safety and security, love and belonging, esteem, your self-actualization, then those are you weren't having a circle of healing. You had circles of hurting. So in order for us to have this new year, new me, let's work on our five basic needs. I know that I am. And my cue is up because my kids are starting to scream in the background. This is Humble Dame coming to you guys. And I hope that you guys get your five basic needs met, as well as having a circle of healing.